There is another worldview that is actually universal in its religious appeal. It is the enemy of all organized religion because it masquerades as a non-religion. However, there's no such thing as a non-religion because all worldviews are religious in nature. In fact, worldviews are essentially defined by their perception of God. This non-religion religion is known as secular humanism, which can be defined as a religion where man is his own God. Secular humanism advances the lie that there is no need for God. It should make sense that its most hated target would be that religion which offers the truth about God and how he loves the world so much that he was willing to come die for it. Christianity places Jesus as God in the center of all things. But secular humanism places man at the center of the universe. Man is in control. It's man and his world. Christianity puts its faith in God's creative ability and purpose, but secular humanists, they put their faith in institutions that are advancing man's central position within that world. It's not God's central position, but man's central position that is being constantly advanced and reinforced through secular humanism. To the secular humanist, truth is not absolute. It's a matter of opinion or whatever anyone had determined is good for them. Yet there seems to be no lack of enthusiasm for pushing this invented position upon others, often with the zeal that makes it the most virulent of religions. Even though secular humanism may promote itself as not being a religion, the reality is that it is a religion, as it is a belief system, indeed a belief system of very strong convictions. As a matter of fact, you can prove that by challenging someone who is a practitioner of secular humanism. And you're likely to find pretty fast how far their tolerance and understanding actually goes. You'll find out in a hurry just how religious they really are. And they will jump all over you because you stepped on their belief system. You have challenged a worldview that establishes itself as right because it says so. One of the very first things that ever happened in terms of my Christian life was when I was sitting in a university biology class many years ago. A polite young man stood up and challenged a professor on his delivery of evolution. I wasn't a Christian at the time, but I admired the man's courage. He obtained the professor's acknowledgement, stood up and challenged him by saying, "Are you not presenting this as though it's a fact, when it may not actually be one? Could it not be just one possible explanation for how things have come to be?" Now, as strange as it may sound, the professor answered by asking the student, "Are you a Christian?" The young man, being an honest person, I suppose, said, "Yes, I am." And then I was bewildered as I watched the professor verbally rip this student to shreds. Now, people have always been important to me. When I saw what transpired between the professor and the student, I realized, you know, maybe evolution is a whole lot of religion and not that much science. Because if it was science, it should be able to take the criticism. But if it's religion, we'll fight. Because we'll fight over our beliefs at the drop of a hat. Another point that I have to make is that when we consider the message of the Christian faith, it is inclusive of all people. We are taught to love everyone, to be representatives of God himself, to carry on with the ministry of love and forgiveness inspired by Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are to forgive those who don't believe the way we do because they, needing the same forgiveness we have in Christ, just likely don't understand. They're just not clear on the truth, likely having invented their own version of it or simply accepted what their culture has advanced. In any case, we are taught to love others into the kingdom. We are not taught to fight or kill or maim. Not that we are to passively allow others to run roughshod over us, but we are always to consider that God loves all, whether believers or not. And we are to demonstrate that love without prejudice. It is our job as Christians to go and to tell the world about the gospel. However, we must always keep in mind that every belief system believes everybody should believe as they do. It is our biggest challenge. It is the universal challenge of opposing worldviews.